thoughts on your short yardage situations, your third and twos?
Well, we group the way we group our short yardage is we classify it as third and fourth and one, and then 2 to 5. Third and fourth and one, we're 5 for 5 running the ball. Pass wise, we're not where we need to be. That's one of the areas. Third and medium, third and long, third and extra long. Obviously, your win percentage, the lower the yardage, should have a higher win percentage. In 6 to 9 and 10 plus, our win percentage is well above the league average. But in 2 to 5, we're below our standard and below where we need to be. That's one of the things we targeted here in the bye week is something. You know, we have to get better at, and we got a couple ideas on how to do it.
How much are penalties affecting you guys being behind the chains?
They are, and especially in the fourth quarter. That's another thing that just jumped out in the self-scout, that in the fourth quarter when we were trailing in some of these games that we've lost, that's when the penalties come, that's when the sacks come, that's when a myriad of mistakes come at different positions that, you know, when you're playing catch up and like we have been in four of those five games, you're playing catch up and then you get down in the fourth quarter where you're trying to hurry, penalties and sacks and mistakes are magnified, and we've been victim of that.
Your running game, you want it to be better. Is it closer? To where you want it to be?
Yeah. We're averaging 4.3 yards a carry or something. I think last year at this time we were 2 point something. So our yards per carry is good. Our efficiency in some down and distances, second and long, is good. Our efficiency, as we just talked about, in short yardage is good. Our efficiency in the red zone is good. Our efficiency on the goal line is good. Your biggest chunk of your runs, though, comes on rundowns, and that's one thing we're lacking in efficiency there.